WKJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. Our report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Well, the action of the state wrestling tournament in Des Moines continues today. Taking a look at the wrap-up of weather of Friday's action here at in Des Moines. These results are available on our website as well on KJAN.com. Click on a sports tab. In the Class 3A semifinals at 160 pounds, Zeb Wall of Lewis Central won by a 13-6 decision over Nick Hagedorn of Cedar Falls. At 220 pounds in Class 3A, Zach Renshaw of Lewis Central won by a 12-5 decision over Jake Mellick from Pleasant Valley. That was in the 3A semifinals. In the 2A semifinals at 132 pounds, Brandon Sorensen from Denver Tripolo won by a 13-3 major decision over Walker Marshall of Missouri Valley. At 138 pounds, Creston Orient Maxburg's Jake Marlin won by a pin over Brandon Schissel of New Hampton. At 145 pounds in the Class 2A semifinals, J.C. Vercande of Williamsburg won 9-7 in overtime over Juwan Parrish of Creston Orient Maxburg. At 182 pounds, Seth Isaias of Red Oak won by a 15-5 major decision over Jason Goebel of West Delaware. At 195 pounds in 2A, it was Keaton Hewlett of Creston Orient Maxburg with a 1-0 decision win over Bruce McWilliams from South O'Brien. At 220 pounds, Taryn Geertes of Lyon Central Decatur won by a 7-3 decision over Cass Weidel of Kemper Catholic. And at 285 pounds in Class 2A, Colin Bevins from Creston Orient Maxburg won by a pin over Josh Clark of Union LaPorte City. In the 1A semifinals at 106 pounds, Hunter Washburn of Alburnett won by a 1-0 decision over Underwood's Taylor Curtis. At 120 pounds, Charlie Jones from Columbus Catholic won by a 6-0 decision over Andrew Fouch of Underwood. At 152 pounds, Tri-Center's Lauren Williams was the victor by a pin over Brett Flynn from Hartley Melvin Sanborn. At 160 pounds in Class 1A, Don Bosco's Mark Weber won with a 7-5 decision over Underwood's Drake Fanslaw. At 160 pounds also, Taylor Whittaking of Nashua Plainfield won by a 12-3 major decision over Woodbine's Gavin Schaefer. At 170 pounds in Class 1A, Brendan Schott of North Lynn won by a pin over Corning's Corey Schmelzer. And at 285 pounds, it was Marco Naughton of St. Albert winning by a pin over Dylan Sewer of Guthrie Center. In the Class 3A, third round consolation, at 170 pounds, Ben Schwery from Lewis Central won by a pin over Parker Sturgis of Mason City. And at 195 pounds, it was Taryn Phillips of West Des Moines Valley winning by a pin over Lewis Central's Austin Lear. In the 2A third-round consolation at 106 pounds, Dallas Center Grimes' Trevor Morano won by an injury default over Atlantic's Darian Schwenke. At 113 pounds, New Hampton's Leighton Gall won by a 7-4 decision over Kemper Catholic's Jared Eichheid. And at 120 in the 2A third-round consolation, Minneapolis's Cole Erickson won with an 11-5 decision over Clarinda's Blake Luna. At 160 pounds, Adam Drain from Minneapolis won with a 7-0 decision over Atlantic's Derek Stork. And at 285 pounds in the 2A third-round consolation, it was Austin Conrad over Atlantic with a 1-0 decision over Jake Toole from Prairie City Monroe. And in the third round of the Class 1A consolation of interest to Western Iowa at 113 pounds, J.D. Rader from South Hamilton won by a 12-6 decision over Logan Magnolia's Ethan Rinnick. At 126 pounds, it was Kyle Pigorek of Midland, Wyoming, with a 5-4 decision over Blair Kirchhoff of Audubon. At 145 pounds in Class 1A was Grant Henderson of Auburnett with a 8-3 decision over Mike Novotny from Underwood. At 170 was Jake Lewis from Council Bluffs St. Albert, winning by a pin over Dalton Schiavelli of Clarksville. At 182 pounds, Riverside's Mackenzie Houseman won by an injury default over West Hancock Brits Gunnar Clark. And at 195, it was West Hancock's Zach Schluger winning by a 6-3 decision over Logan Magnolia's Chris Bridgeford. At 220 pounds in the Class 1A third-round consolation match, it was Logan Melby from Logan Magnolia, winning by a 4-2 division over Evan Schnack of Underwood. And at 285 pounds, Chris Schluger from West Hancock won by a 9-5 decision over Audubon's Nick Fett. And here's a look at the team scorings as we head into this Saturday of competition in Des Moines. In Class 1A, Nashua Plainfield leads with the number one spot at 79 points. Auburnett is second with 64. Gilbertville Don Bosco is in third. Troy Mills North Lynn is in fourth place. West Branch is in fifth. Underwood is 11th in team scoring with 37.5 points. Council Bluffs St. Albert is in 15th with 31. And Tri-Center Neola is in the top 20 with 22 points at number 20. EHK Xyro is way on down the list at 53rd. Audubon is 29th. And Corning is in 40th. Those are just some of the team standings. Again, you can find all those on our website at kjan.com. In 2A team scoring, Davenport Assumption was in first place at the end of the action on Friday with 107.5 points. Denver Tripola was in second with 94. Creston Orion Maxburg was third with 77.5 points. Further on down, Red Oak was 19th, Atlantic was 24th, and Carroll Kemper Catholic was in 31st place. In Class 3A team standings, Bettendorf leads all the teams with 138 points in first place. Southeast Polk is in second with 129.5, and Iowa City West is in third with 102.5 points. Also at the state wrestling tournament, an Iowa teen has become the first girl to medal. Megan Black became the first girl to medal on Friday thanks to a 4-0 decision over Brad Kirkhoff in a consolation match of the 1A tournament. She became the first girl to win a contested match of the tournament a day earlier when she beat Jacob Schmidt 10-0. That was followed by a loss to Taylor Curtis in the quarterfinals. Curtis told the Des Moines Register that Black is, quote, good, she's strong, and she knows what she's doing. Black is actually the second girl to win a match at the Iowa tournament. Last year, Cassie Herkelman garnered national headlines when she won because her opponent refused to wrestle her. And in high school basketball action Friday, just one game of interest in Western Iowa. In boys' hoops, it was South Sioux City, Nebraska over Sergeant Bluff Luton, 76-42. In girls' basketball, the Class 1A regional semifinals, Bedford beat Murray, 72-28. Martinsdale St. Mary's was a 36-33 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard. Corning pulled off a 58-39 win over Fremont Mills in 1A. And it was Arweva over Oakland Riverside, 80-34. In the 2A regional semifinals, it was IKM Manning beating Des Moines Christian, 81-66. Panorama over Leon Central Decatur, 48-43. Odebolt Arthur BCIG over Shenandoah, 94-43. Lawton Bronson girls beating Missouri Valley in 2A regional semis, 75-43. Kemper Catholic down Cherokee Washington 75-60, and Hall Western Christian was a 74-48 winner over Sioux Center. And finally, in college sports, Darius Theus scored his only three field goals of the game in the final 4:45 Friday night in Virginia Commonwealth, held on to beat Northern Iowa 77-68. That's a check of sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.